GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Tuesday, June 30, 2026. Compiled Tuesday, June 30, 2026, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Welcome to the Golden Age of America. Prepare for the greatest wealth transfer and human liberation in history. Gather food, essentials for 3 weeks of communication darkness. Judy Note, welcome to the Golden Age of America. Do not panic when the system goes offline. It would be done in literal preparation for the greatest wealth transfer and liberation in human history. Deep state bankers plus the CIA plus mainstream media plus Obama plus Democratic Party plus Chinese Communist Party have been working together for years to destroy America from within. To save America, Trump was mega chess moves ahead and formed the global military alliance to work with the BRICS nations and make mass arrests of the bad guys, do a gold-slash-asset-backed global currency reset of 209 nations, take back the money supply and give it back to the people. Since 1913, the mega-rich cabal bankers ruled by the Rothschild family have controlled not only the global financial system, but the mainstream media that mind controls the population, shaping perceptions. They have controlled the money. They have controlled the world, and they've been doing it for 250 years. Contacts inside the Treasury Department say that what's happening right now with the global currency reset was the biggest financial restructuring since 1913. The Rothschild family didn't just build a bank. They built a financial empire that controlled every major economy on Earth. From the Federal Reserve to the Bank of England to the European Central Bank, the same bloodline pulled the strings. In 1815, Nathan Rothschild made a fortune betting against Britain during the Napoleonic Wars. He knew the outcome first. $250 million in a single day. How? A network of spies across Europe. Information the public didn't have. That was 209 years ago. Today, the Rothschilds still had that same advantage. They know what's coming before it happens. They control the interest rates. They control the currency supply. They control inflation and deflation. They engineer recessions and booms. They decide which nations rise and which nations fall. The Federal Reserve? Not a government agency. It's a private bank controlled by the same families. The shareholders? Rothschild, Rockefeller, Morgan, Warburg. The same names. The same bloodline. Every war in 200 years. Rothschild banks. Both sides. They profit from everything because they control the money supply. Trump knew everything before he ran for office. That's why he's been talking about the Federal Reserve. That's why he's been pushing for audits. That's why the deep state was panicking. July 5, 2026, Trump, as part of America's massive 250-year celebration, was preparing to make a financial announcement that would change the world, a complete restructuring of the global financial system. The NYSERA/JASARA protocols were being activated. The gold-backed currency was on its way. The interest-based slavery system was ending. The Rothschild dynasty's 250-year reign was collapsing. That's why the media was silent. That's why the banks were quiet. That's why the elites were desperate. Because once Americans understood that their entire financial system has been designed to enslave them, that every dollar they earned was worthless because of artificial inflation created by private bankers, the system collapses. That very collapse was occurring this week with the downfall of the fiat currency SWIFT system. Sunday, June 28, 2026, all financial messages could no longer go through the Illuminati deep state fiat currency SWIFT system. They must be sent in the gold-slash-asset-backed ISO 20022 format of the new global quantum financial system. This impacted over 11,000 banks in over 200 countries and $5 to $7 trillion transactions every day. On that same Sunday, we saw full implementation of the global currency reset of 209 nations to gold-slash-asset-backed currency that traded at a 1-to-1 to each other. Thursday, July 1, 2026, there has already been a takeover of the fake news mainstream media by the Starlink satellite system, the live switchover expected to be shown to the public by Thursday, July 1, 2026. Starlink, which was managed by the United States Space Force, will eliminate outdated infrastructures, providing us with free energy, revolutionary med beds, a transparent voting system, and the long-awaited gold-slash-asset-backed currency in the new quantum financial system. Child rescue efforts were under direction of the U.S. military and President Trump, our still duly elected U.S. president. You see, during the November 2020 election tabulation, the U.S. military ran programs in tandem with the fraudulent Dominion machines that proved President Trump had won the 2020 presidential election by an over 80% vote. President Trump then instigated the Insurrection Act and turned over control of the country to the U.S. military. An interim military U.S. government has been running our country ever since. The two U.S. governments, one, a legitimate interim military U.S. government empowered by the Constitution and the Department of Defense under Military Code 11.3. 2. An illegal, fraudulent foreign paid-for, foreign-controlled, on the foreign ground of the District of Columbia, Biden administration. In March 2020, an international military force repatriated to the U.S. Treasury and other nations 650 plane loads of gold and cash from the Vatican, according to Charlie Ward, Ph.D., whose team secured the gold and valuables. The military also arrested 13 demon bloodline families, mafia heads, the Pope and 350 personnel in the Vatican. Then they cleared out the Vatican of cash, gold and valuables in 650 plane loads and flew it to Fort Knox and other U.S. Treasury locations, Ward continued. /politics/2020/09/Vatican P/E network closed as gold repatriated to us treasury 321311.html. By Saturday 17th of April, the military RV security teams and quantum financial system tech personnel had revamped the London financial and forex system. On Sunday 18th of April, cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin markets crashed. Bitcoin was headquartered, along with an international child T.G. ring run by the Vatican, under the Chinese Communist Party's Three Gorges Dam. On Monday 19th of April, scores of U.S. Treasury employees serving the cabal were arrested. As many as 100 and likely more were caught red-handed in a scheme to fund the next COVID-19 stimulus, stop the global currency reset and keep on printing fiat dollars. Since Monday 19 April market opening, all international markets, including the U.S. stock market and dollar index, were in the red and imploding, although at times the figures snuck up to green. As of Wednesday, April 21, 2021, the Illuminati/cabal-owned Fed, IRS and World Bank have been deprived of accessing their passcodes, couldn't transfer funds through their online system and thus were considered broke. The Federal Reserve, IRS and World Bank have been locked out of their accounts, with the passwords changed. They can no longer transfer monies. Despite a Trump executive order that made it unlawful for any more printing of the fiat U.S. dollar, the Biden administration continued the practice at the defunct Federal Reserve Bank so they could continue their 2019 pandemic fake agenda. Just a few days ago, the U.S. interim military government took charge and arrested over 100 members of the cabal. Friday, June 26, 2026, Fox News, former CIA Director John Brennan is a traitor who belongs in prison for his role in the Russia collusion coup, using foreign allies to spy on Trump and his campaign, and doing Obama's dirty work, directing his CIA to write up a new ECA with fabricated intel to frame Trump. Brennan even signed the visas for half of the terrorists that crashed the planes into the Twin Towers on September 11 when he was station chief in Saudi Arabia. Traitors must pay a price and suffer the consequences. Sunday, June 28, 2026, Ivar G. Ever, Nobel Prize in Physics, Global Warming is a Scam, Climate Change is of Natural Origin. CO2 is very good for plant growth. It's nothing more than another hoax by the elite, with the complicit execution of their governmental and media lackeys. The hoax exposed, the emergency lies with the perverse elite in reducing the population. Friday, June 26, 2026, ever since President Trump shut down, you said the DNC suddenly went broke, while Peru's, Chile's, Bolivia's, Ecuador's, Honduras's and Colombia's conservative leaders won their elections, Ben Fulford on Telegram. August, 2021. Mayorkas goes to the southern border and announces a bunch of USAID-funded programs to improve the lives of the people in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. We later found out that USAID funds were being used by NGOs to bring people to the border so they could enter our country illegally. All on the American taxpayers' dime, the White House on Telegram. Sunday, June 28, 2026, the quantum financial system has been activated. $340 billion already transferred to the new system. 47 officials already in military custody at undisclosed locations. 12 countries already signed the agreement, you weren't told. The media is silent because they're part of it. Sunday, June 29, 2026, Fox News, John Bolton is officially a felon after pleading guilty to unlawfully retaining national defense information. U.S. Attorney Kelly O. Hayes, Mr. Bolton faces a maximum sentence of up to 5 years in prison followed by a term of up to 3 years of supervised release. He will also pay a fine of $2.25 million and will forfeit his pension. January 3, 2024, Level 9, Above Presidential, Mission Operation Reset Alpha started classified, dismantle the old financial system in 72 hours. Monday, June 22, 2026, Protocol Quantum Finance activated, connected to, XRP Ledger, Blockchain Audit, ISO 20022 implementation, immediate. Sunday, June 28, 2026, Banking Reset Protocol initiated. All fiat transactions halted. New quantum system activated. Wednesday, July 1, 2026, EBS activates. A blackout and lockdown will be global in all countries of the world. It will last 10 to 12 days when everyone will be asked to stay at home during a specific 5-hour window. Worldwide curfew in effect. Citizen movements restricted between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. Compliance mandatory. Monitored by SAT Grid. Global military alliance will be on the streets making mass arrests of the corrupt PE drug and child sex traffickers. Martial law protocols ensure order as final elements are neutralized. Power grid transfer begins. Nuclear and Tesla-based systems phase in. Select cities experience planned blackouts for system integration. The SWIFT system replaced. Thursday, July 2, 2026, global media switchover. Old streams terminated. New QFS secured broadcast begin airing truth sessions. Censorship structures dismantled. The pharmaceutical empire collapses as frequency medicine proves superior in every way. Friday 3, Saturday 4, Sunday, July 5, 2026, The Reveal. Pre-recorded presidential message broadcast globally. Confirms restoration of constitutional republic. We took back the world. Announcement of the global restoration plan. Every citizen will receive information about the new economic and legal structures. The pharmaceutical empire collapses as frequency medicine proves superior in every way. Saturday, July 4, 2026, Trump's independence event unveils QFS rebirth and open med bed access for all. NYSERA Jazara funds expand centers. The beginning of the international tribunals to address crimes against humanity. Major revelations will be broadcast worldwide. Sunday, July 5, 2026, final stages of the transition to the new financial system completed. People will begin to access their revalued currencies and debt relief programs. Monday, July 6, 2026, a new era of freedom and prosperity officially begins. Tuesday, July 7, 2026, the absolute revaluation, RV, comes fully alive. Debt jubilee activations begin for those whose accounts were cleared. Law enforcement shifts completely to natural law protections. Wednesday, July 8, 2026, the unveiling of hidden technologies. Free energy and suppressed medical advancements are officially released to the public domain. No more scarcity. Thursday, July 9, 2026, global celebration protocols enabled. Local communities organize freedom assemblies to distribute the first wave of restoration funds. Tuesday, July 14, 2026, the transition begins. Your bank account won't disappear. Your money won't vanish. But the system that enslaved you will be dead. The Federal Reserve? Finished. The IRS? Finished. The old financial order? Finished. The world's media is preparing for Disclosure Day, a huge event that will expose the principles of Jazara, the greatest wealth transfer in human history, and the basis for a new global economic system. The countdown will speed up and the world will stop for a moment. Power systems around the world will be reset in a coordinated effort to incorporate the new Starlink satellite internet, a giant leap into the future. Starlink, managed by the United States Space Force, will eliminate outdated infrastructures, providing us with free energy, revolutionary med beds, a transparent voting system, and the long-awaited quantum ISO coins. Shutdowns will occur, but only in certain areas. Banks will close, ATMs and credit cards will stop working. Secure at least 3 weeks of food and water. The military will supply what you need if you don't have it. Non-stop education will be broadcast, teaching about the true principles of freedom and justice. Blackout, banks, ATMs close, internet down, grocery stores, gas pumps do not work, hospitals close, police kaput, MSM gone and much more. Nowhere to go but home, pool on Telegram. Monday, June 29, 2026, the missing half of the U.S. national debt has been identified, Edward Snowden on Telegram. The Federal Reserve confirms, the U.S. Congress has built the single largest racket empire on the planet. U.S. NGOs have combined assets totaling $14.2 trillion of your tax money. India's and Japan's GDPs are each just over $4 trillion, Germany's is $5 trillion, and together they total about $13.5 trillion. Guess what? The combined assets of U.S. NGOs equal $14.2 trillion of your tax money, and that of your children, grandchildren, and great-great-great-great-grandchildren. In other words, the root of all corruption. The racket, U.S. Congress has racketed half the U.S. national debt to the planet's most profitable organizations. Saturday, July 4, 2026 at 3:47 a.m., the Federal Reserve Building was to go dark. The same building where Janet Yellen signed Protocol Finance 7 on March 15, 2024, where they hid $847 trillion in offshore accounts, where they planned to collapse the dollar by September 2026. But something went wrong for them. July 14, 2026, the transition begins. Your bank account won't disappear. Your money won't vanish. But the system that enslaved you will be dead. The Federal Reserve? Finished. The IRS? Finished. The old financial order? Finished. See daily reports. July 4, 2026, President Donald J. Trump would make an announcement of this change to a sovereign republic based on principles of the original Constitution in a massive 4th of July celebration of the restored constitutional republic. Sunday, June 28, 2026, First Lady Melania Trump is a Romanov Romanova equals New Rome. The original fake Rothschild Vladimir Putin was taken out and replaced. The one you see now is a white hat, brother to Melania and head of the Russian military. He is holding her rightful position until this movie ends. Curtain call. Monday, June 29, 2026, Democrat operative caught on hidden camera admitting how they rigged the 2020 Georgia election. Stuffed ballots, lied and kicked out poll watchers from the State Farm Arena, pulled out hidden suitcases of ballots, and ran the same stacks throughout the night until Biden cleared the margin of victory, EBS Live on Telegram. Sunday, June 28, 2026, Fox News, Republicans cracking down on billions in government fraud. DOJ charging hundreds in massive healthcare scams. SNAP improper payments alone topped $10 billion last year, over 10% of the entire program. Medicaid, food stamps, child care, student loans, 2019 pandemic, funds, fraud is everywhere, and taxpayers are footing the bill while real Americans get shortchanged. Trump's team and GOP committees are going after it hard, rooting out waste in blue states, holding officials accountable, and making sure money actually helps citizens, not criminals and grifters. Democrats can cry politics all they want. Americans are sick of their money being stolen. Time to drain the fraud swamp once and for all. Monday, June 29, 2026, another Democrat you said money laundering scandal exposed, QFS Med Beds Live on Telegram. Kamala Harris gave a $800 million contract to a company to see why foreigners want to come to America. See daily reports. Sunday, June 28, 2026, The Biden Illusion, Trump drops classified proof, deep state used actors, clones, and holograms to fake a presidency, Pentagon insider on Telegram. President Trump has just dropped what he describes as undeniable proof, Joe Biden was never truly in control. From day one, the American public was, according to this narrative, guided by a carefully constructed illusion built on doubles, digital projections, and advanced technologies. What is being presented now is framed as the end of that illusion and the beginning of accountability. See daily reports. Friday, June 26, 2026, the world's media is preparing for Disclosure Day, a huge event that will expose the principles of Jazara, the greatest wealth transfer in human history, and the basis for a new global economic system, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Friday, June 26, 2026, a journalist leaked 11.5 million documents proving the elites, politicians and celebrities were using offshore entities as tax havens, to launder money and to hide assets, martial law on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Out.